Welcome to another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from Sunrise FS. For this week's episode, I'd like to focus on one important topic as we move into harvest and starts to become very apparent on everybody's mind as we move closer into the fall season, and that is phantom yield loss and what can be attributed to phantom yield loss. For some time now, phantom yield loss has simply been defined as apparent yield decline after physiological maturity without visual damage. And while true dry matter loss does occur after black layer, through extensive research, it has been proven to be very negligible, and really it's a less than 1%. And when we look at dry down, when we have warm sunny days and plenty of air movement, we can attribute it 3/4 to a whole point of moisture loss just from infield drying. But we need to really take into account and think about where most of this loss that may occur before actually a combine, or maybe as the combine is taking out the crop. And so we need to realize that most loss at harvest can be attributed to lodging, eardrop, pod shatter, or even combine miscalibration. And it's simply just not kernel respiration, where that was at one point thought of as being phantom yield loss. But that brings up another important point around our combines. Good combine calibrations, getting out of the combine and making sure that we are actually getting out and checking combine calibrations, doing a dead stop to see if we are losing material at the head of the combine or out the back end of the combine. And that some of these losses that can occur with combine, I think sometimes gets mistaken for phantom yield loss. And really, it just comes down to a good combine calibration. Want to also highlight, as we start to think about other ways that yield data may be used. Today, a lot of yield data is utilized for making other important decisions as we move into the rest of the season. As we think about soil fertility applications, we're starting to make a lot of soil fertility decisions based upon our yield data, and having good yield data coming from the combine is very important, and there is no second to none. Good combine yield data also comes very important as we start to make other management decisions, or even if we are trying to diagnose if something didn't go quite as right in the field, patterns and whatnot can be very important for diagnosing these. So good combine calibrations can go a long ways. And so as we get closer to harvest, I want to remind everybody to take the time to do a good combine calibration. If the grain, whether it's corn or soybeans, is on the wetter side as we start to harvest, good combine calibration is then. But then as we start to move into the season, and if we start to notice that grain moisture levels start to drop, another combine calibration may be warranted. And as we go through the season, you may need to do up to 3 combine calibrations as things start to dry out and as we move through harvest. But if growers have got questions about combine calibrations, when you do combine calibrations, I would first like to point you in the direction of your equipment manufacturer. Equipment manufacturers are a great resource for getting started with doing combine calibrations. And certainly the folks at Sunrise FS, always there to help assist as well too. Just want to remind everybody, Sunrise and Illini FS have united, and they are the same people, same service now, with more expertise, greater reach than ever. See what's ahead at Sunrise FS, stronger together. This has been another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from Sunrise FS.